Members have reiterated the urgent need for the state to take steps to end child labour across the country. According to the MPs, child labour, no matter its form, robs children of their rights and needs to be eliminated. The MPs also called for the full implementation of the National Plan of Action on the elimination of the worst form of child labour to ensure that the practice is curtailed. In Ghana, it is estimated that one out of every five children is engaged in child labour. The lawmaker stated this when the MP for Afajatu and chairman of the Committee on Employment, Social Welfare and State Enterprises, Joseph Aminode, made a statement on the floor of Parliament to mark this year's World Day Against Child Labour. According to Mr. Aminode, the practice is a breach of the constitutional and fundamental human rights of children and a liability to socioeconomic development.
Freedom from child labour is a fundamental human right. This occurs in many occupations, particularly in the rural and informal economies, and in areas where labour market governance, trade unions and employers' organisations are often weak or absent, and in areas that labour inspection lack the capacity to reach. Urgent action is needed now because child labour denies boys and girls their right to be safe from harm, to quality education and vocational training, and to play and rest. Freedom from child labour is a fundamental human right, and alongside the other fundamental principles and rights at work, the UN Agenda for Transformation includes a target on the elimination of all child labour by 2025 as an indicator for achieving economic growth and decent work.
The member for Sobin, Isaac Osei, touched on some child labour practices.
In Ghana, we have tried to protect our children through various actions of successive governments, and especially under Act 560, the Children's Act. Various levels of protection have been given to children, but we do find that in certain areas, children still are forced to work. For example, many children work in homes as domestic servants, and many are not treated well at all. Secondly, you find in the quarries across the length and breadth of this country, where young people, because they have to eat, they are sent to these quarries, dangerous work, cracking the stones with serious adverse implications for their eyesight. It's happening all over our country, and we need to do something about it. The migration of people, especially from certain parts of the central region, to go to the Volta Lake, where young people under the age of 15 are forced to dive in order to retrieve nets and in order to point out the areas where shoals of fish may be caught. This is very serious, Mr. Speaker.
The Minister for Employment and Labour Relations and MP for Tamale South, Harina Idrisu, called for the distinction between child labour and child work.
Indeed, the agricultural sector is the worst affected, particularly cocoa and fishing. And it is estimated that 21.8% of Ghanaian children are engaged in child labour. And even what is more disturbing, half of that population is engaged in hazardous work. What is the problem is resource constraints and social programs to deal with it. Ideally, if we were to enforce our basic constitutional provisions that every Ghanaian child of school-going age must be in school and is in school, that would have been the best way of alleviating it. But we need to make a distinction between child labor and child labor as in the cultural practice of Ghanaian children supporting their parents into farms and to some of these occupational activities of child work. That distinction is very important. Ghana can boast of some moderate advancement in fighting child labor. As I speak to you, we are in discussion with the U.S. Department of Labor, which is rolling out some $5 million support to some four African countries to fight child labor, to which Ghana is inclusive. But the enforcement of the protection mechanism remains our major challenge.
MP for Pusaga, Ladi Ayamba, also associated herself with the statement.
The issue of human trafficking is intertwined with child trafficking and child labor. This is an issue that has to deal with basically everybody. We all need to get on board. In the first place, lack of education to our own people to let them understand that their children whom they give out are actually sometimes even sold out like goats and sheep. Sometimes it becomes that relatives are even involved. They go in, they take these children. They are not able to care for them. They give them out to anybody at all, and there the problem starts.